Welcome to this special feature covering the launch of the 2019 Child Gauge. In this program, you will listen to an interview with Lori Lake, who is one of the editors of the Child Gauge, and thereafter listen to the coverage of the official launch of the Gauge done by myself and my fellow RX Radio reporter and sister Thamina. The South African Child Gauge is an annual publication of the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town. It aims to report on and monitor the situations of children in South Africa. The publication focuses on a different theme each year. This year, the 14th issue of the Child Gauge focuses on children and adolescent health, setting an agenda for 2030 to ensure that South Africa's children not only to survive, but to reach their full potential. This issue reflects on progress and identifies current and emerging challenges. It calls for policies and programs to prioritize children and adolescent health and identifies critical points of leverage, shifts in thinking and examples of good practices that can help us move forward. In studio with me is Lori Lake, the Communications and Education Specialist at the Children's Institute and one of the editors of the Child Gauge. The Child Gauge focuses on issues youth face in South Africa. How is the gauge compiled?
My name's Lori and I work at the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town. Each year we bring together a whole range of academic researchers from universities, policymakers from government, and members of NGOs and civil society organizations, and we come together for what we call a roundtable discussion to identify what are the key issues facing children in South Africa, and what research is there to inform the book that we're going to write, and also what kind of policy developments are happening in the next couple of years. So we try and take the research evidence and make that available and accessible to decision makers in government so that they can design better laws, policies, programs and services for children.
How are children included in the process of compiling the Child Gauge?
Not in compiling the book, or certainly not at this stage. So really what we're wanting to do, because the book is aimed at the policymakers in government, that has tended to be the focus. So we're bringing together the experts and the people who actually provide those services. But we have in the past, we've had two gauges in the past, one focused on child participation, or children's right to participate, and the other on youth, where we have worked with young people at the same time as the academics. And then we've produced two slightly different outputs. The book, which is sort of 150 pages long, and then a shorter youth summary that can be used by young people to share the key ideas with their friends, their family, their teachers, their communities, and they can use it also as an advocacy tool.
RX Radio generated an article for the Child Gauge. Please tell us more about the collaboration.
This particular issue of the Child Gauge is focused on child and adolescent health. And one of the questions we're asking is, how do we create a healthcare system that is really attuned and responsive to the needs of children and young people? And if we're going to transform health services in this kind of way, then we really need to start by listening to young people and what they have to say. So we were really delighted that RX Radio could contribute a story to the health systems chapter in the Gauge, where you share lessons learnt from your work, particularly around pain, procedural pain at Red Cross Children's Hospital, and where you spoke to children, to parents, to healthcare workers to find out what helps make pain easier for children. And that was really powerful work, and we wanted to share that with our readership so that other facilities around the country can start to really include children.
The Child Gauge is used by policymakers, which are adults. Is this document available in a format that is child-friendly?
Every year we produce the book, which, as I said, is 150 pages long. And then we produce three other products, communication products. One is a poster that really tries to express the key messages in the gauge in a form that is beautiful to look at, easy to understand, that can go up on the wall and you can talk about it to your colleagues or to your friends or use it in training. Then we produce a policy brief, which is a short 4-page summary for decision makers in government who are too busy to read a whole book. And then I think the favourite, most favourite part of the gauge for me is the work that we've done with RX Radio around developing a child-friendly summary. So spending some time together sharing what are the key ideas that came out of the book and what are the questions that young people have about the topic, and how can we create a resource that is really useful for young people. So not just a summary, it really transforms the content because we're listening to children and working with them.
What are some of the common health issues that children and adolescents face in South Africa?
I'm going to talk mainly about some of the issues that we focused on in this issue of the gauge. So over the past 10 years, we've seen an incredible improvement in child mortality. And that's really been driven by the role out of the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. So fewer children are, young children are dying of HIV than they were 10 years ago. And that's really good news for child health. But where we haven't made much progress is in terms of malnutrition. So more than one in four children in South Africa are stunted. That means that they've been malnourished for a long time, so they're short for age. But it's not just that they're short. It's that lack of nutrients has impacted on their developing brains. It makes it harder for them to concentrate and to learn. And over time, it makes it harder for them to do well at school and to find a good job. So there's a real concern around stunting and nutrition. And that's because many, many children, 59% of children in South Africa, are growing up in poor households where there are real concerns about food security. Is there enough to eat? Is there enough of the right kinds of food to eat? The second thing related to nutrition is that we're seeing an escalation in overweight and obesity. And that's starting fairly early in childhood, and then it intensifies as children enter adolescence, particularly for adolescent girls. And the concern there is that obesity increases the risk of non-communicable diseases in adulthood. So it increases the risk of diabetes, of heart disease. So there's a real concern of how do we change this? And in many ways, this rise in obesity is being driven by the expansion of supermarkets, fast foods, drinks like Coca-Cola that are sweet and sugary. So there's a real need to raise awareness about healthy eating.
What are some of the programs and policies that are being put in place to prioritize the health of youth?
I think one of the things that the gauge is calling for is for child health to be incorporated in all policies. So there's a concern that children aren't explicitly mentioned in things like the climate change adaptation strategy. So we have climate change coming. We know children are more vulnerable than adults, but the strategy isn't telling us what needs to be done. It's not putting in extra protection for children. So I think, in a sense, that's what the gauge is calling for, is a lot more vigilance, a lot more advocacy around child health. Similarly, if we're looking at national health insurance, the good news is that it guarantees children's right to basic healthcare services, and that's all children, including foreign children. And that's really good news to see that children are visible. But we don't know what basic healthcare services actually mean in South Africa, so we still don't know quite what children are entitled to. And there's a danger that we land up with a very small basket of services that aren't really looking after children's best interests. And so another thing the Gage is calling for child health to be represented on all these bodies that are making decisions that will impact on child health.
Which determinants of health contributes the most to the current state of children and youth health in South Africa?
I would say poverty. So we know, poverty and inequality. So we know that 59% of children are growing up in poor households. So households where there is less than sort of 1,100 rand per person per month. And that makes it incredibly difficult to provide for your children, to keep them safe, to make sure that they have a healthy diet. And if you're living in a poor household, it also increases tension within the family. There's very often conflict. It may escalate into violence. So we know that children living particularly in extreme poverty are more vulnerable to violence. They're less likely to have access to water inside the house. They're more likely to have to travel far to reach a clinic or a hospital. They're more likely to live in an environment that is harmful for health. So I think poverty is a big piece of it, but we also need to understand that South Africa is a very unequal society, and almost an increasingly unequal society. So there's some people who have a great deal and some people who have very little.
In South Africa, there are many health facilities that provide services to take care of the well-being of young children from the age 0 to 13 years old. Are there health facilities that prioritize the well-being for teenagers?
There are adolescent and youth-friendly clinics, and they have been designed because they realized that adult services weren't really tuned into young people's needs. And very often they treated adolescents with disrespect, or they weren't open after school hours, so it was very difficult for young people to access contraception and to access medical care independently. So the youth-friendly clinics are a really important innovation. They are being rolled out, so they should now be part of every clinic. Every clinic should be a youth-friendly clinic.
Thanks for joining me in studio, Lori.
RX Radio rocks.
That was an interview done with Lori Lake, one of the editors of the Child Gage. On the 10th of December 2019, myself and fellow RX Radio reporter Thamina covered the official launch of the Child Gage 2019. Take a listen to what happened.
And my name is Maylene Shanking, and I work at a department at the University of Cape Town called the School of Public Health and Family Medicine.
What are the main challenges you faced while editing the Gage?
There are many. I think one of the main challenges, which is more an opportunity than a challenge, is to decide what to actually put in the Gage so that we can highlight the key issues that are important in relation to children and adolescents' health, and that we bring forward the main messages that would help to improve child and adolescent health. So I think one of the main challenges is deciding what are the key issues that we want to foreground in this particular Gage. How do we get those key messages across as strongly as possible so that those who are in important decision-making positions, those that provide services for children, community members, families, civil society, and all the important stakeholders can take away messages that would help each sector of society that's responsible for, I think, caring for the well-being of children and adolescents can I think be better equipped to know what it is that they should focus their time and energy on.
Why did you choose this theme of the Child Gage for 2019?
Okay, so I think the theme of this Gage, Leave No One Behind, is incredibly important. We have a huge issue in South Africa called inequity, where children that grow up in different environments have very unequal chances. Their health status is unequal. They don't have equal access to healthcare services. They don't have equal access to schooling, to good nutrition, to good living conditions. And the theme of leaving no one behind means that every single child should have the same opportunity, regardless of where they are born, regardless of where they live and grow up, no matter what environments they are in. We would like all of that to be changed in a way that every child would have the same potential to fulfill their dreams, to be able to have the hopes and aspirations that they have and know that there's an opportunity to fulfill it.
What message do you have to give to our children and adolescents?
So to our children and adolescents, I'd like to say firstly that it is very important that they realize that they are the most important citizens in our country. And when I say citizens in our country, I'm including children that come from other countries and elsewhere that live in South Africa. So firstly that, and that they should strive and not stop having hopes and dreams, but that they should strive to the best of their ability to make the best possible choices that would give them the chances and opportunities that they deserve. But also that they must know that in our constitution gives children and adolescents very important health rights, which they are allowed to claim from us as the adults in society. So they are allowed to demand from us as adults, from government, from the schools that they go to, they are entitled to demand from us those rights that are theirs and that are put in the Constitution and that are in the Constitution to make sure that they have the kind of lives and circumstances that they deserve. So I want to say to children and adolescents, they are the most special sector of the South African population and they need to claim and own that.
Thank you so much.
My name is Muriel Mafiko. I'm the deputy representative for UNICEF here in South Africa.
Please explain what social determinants are to our audience.
So social determinants of health are the factors outside the health sector which influence health outcomes. I'll give you an example. If you take water and sanitation, for instance, if you don't have access to clean water, if you don't have access to toilet facilities, that can negatively affect your overall health. Another example is access to good nutrition. If you don't have access to good food, good nutrition, that can also impact your health. The third one has to do with your living conditions, the type of house you stay in, whether it is clean, whether it has ventilation. All those factors are some of what we call determinants, social determinants of health.
Which determinants of health contribute the most to the current state of child and youth health in South Africa?
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the main ones is nutrition, food security. In the absence of good food and nutrition, a lot of people will not have good health outcomes. So it is important that people are able to access nutritious food. It is also important that they're able to access clean water and they have working toilets in their homes. Those are very important factors. But another one has to do with the condition, the living conditions in the home. In homes where there is violence, for instance, that can also negatively affect children and their health outcomes.
What can the government do about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there are several things that the government can do. One is to make sure that they are working with other partners. They can make sure that different ministries are working together closely to achieve the good health outcomes. They can also make sure that the private sector and even the traditional health sectors are also involved in some of the community programs. That way, we can have better results for everybody. And then, of course, infrastructure, roads are important, and all sorts of social infrastructure like schools and boreholes or access to safe water is also very important.
What can society do to improve the state of child and youth health in our country?
I think one aspect is health literacy. It's important that people know what actually contributes to good health. So we need to educate people, and communities and families can play a key role in creating safe and healthy environments for their children. Cleaning up the community, for instance, making sure there's no rubbish lying around, making sure we don't have water pools lying around where mosquitoes can breed. So there's a lot that families can do. And also having loving and caring and nurturing families where there's no violence can contribute a lot to make sure that children are healthy and they are growing in a safe environment.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you so much, Tamaina. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Argent. I'm head of the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health at UCT and at Red Cross Children's Hospital.
Since the last gauge, what has been a major improvement in the well-being of our country's children?
So the gauge has come out every year for the last 14 years or so. So it's not a very long time since it came out. What has happened is that the under five mortality, or the number of children who die before they get to the age of five, has come down quite significantly over that time. And that's a great improvement. Issues like control of HIV infection for children has also come down substantially. So those have been huge changes. There are other aspects where we're more concerned about, like violence and the violence that people are exposed to, that hasn't improved that over that time. But I think we've also started changing our focus from just what kills children to what are the things that make children sick and what are the things we need to deal with to enable them to reach their full potential. So that's been perhaps a change of focus in the gauge and where we've been going. And I think increasingly we've been talking about not just children, but children through into adolescence and into young adulthood. You don't magically go from one to the other at some special age. But I think all those groups of people have things in common. And if we're going to improve life in this country, we've got to deal with all those people.
Why is the healthcare so expensive in our country?
I guess there's a whole set of reasons for that. One is that, you know, as we start doing more advanced things in health, it does get more expensive. One of the things is that to give good healthcare, you need lots of people. And unfortunately, people are expensive. But it's also affected by the systems that we have in place that are not always the most efficient, not always the most cost-effective. And some of the systems are geared to making profit for people rather than using the money wisely. So I think all of those things contribute to it.
What do you think can be done to make the information in the gauge easily accessible for children and youth?
Okay. So I think one of the great things about the gauge is that a lot of the information in the gauge is really depicted very nicely in visual forms and forms that make it easy to understand. So it's not necessarily changing the form to make it as accessible. It's really putting a lot of that visual material out there and taking time to talk it through with people. It's sometimes much better to use that stuff as tools to talk to people, and that way you get to understand what they think about it as well as what information you want to share. And it would be really interesting to see how what we think is the case, how that relates to the experience of young people living in this country.
What message do you have for the youth of our country?
Oh, wow. That's quite a big thing. I guess what we all need to do is to live our lives to the full now, at whatever age we are. But we also want to get our full potential for everyone. And I think the particular message of the Gage, that we shouldn't leave anyone behind, is really important.
Thank you for the interview.
Okay, pleasure.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
That was the coverage of the official launch of the Child Gage 2019. And before that, we listened to an interview with Laurie Lake, one of the editors of the Gage. RX Radio also contributed to the Gage. Head over to www.rxradio.co.za and read our blog post about the launch, where you will also find links to the PDF version of the Gage.
By the children.